We're going to spend our time in 2 Peter.
我们今天要花一点时间来学习彼得后书。
And just before, you can go ahead, find it on your cell phones or in your Bible. We'll spend the whole time in 2 Peter.
是整个彼得后书，请大家找到圣经，在你的圣经上或者是你的电子版本的。
I want to make one brief announcement because I've had lots of questions about what we're doing.
我这要做一个简短的这个报告，我还有很多的问题要问你。
We have moved to West Virginia and we have no property left in Virginia.
我们搬到西维吉尼亚，我们在这里维吉尼亚已经没有财产。
We're returning to the Philippines via Seattle in about 2 weeks.
两个星期之后我们进西雅图会去，再去菲律宾。
We'll be there for 4 months, and then in the next 5 years, probably be there 2/3 of the time.
在那里大概是花四个月的时间，然后在之后的五年当中，我们可能三分之二的时间都会在菲律宾。
And 2 Peter is like a reminder for us because of the importance of our Christian faith and holding to it.
彼得后书这本书是提醒我们在耶稣基督里面我们的信仰。要纯正。
And in the end, it's all about people.
最终的还是讲的是人。
It's what happens when Christ is within, or what we do or don't do.
这是讲的我们在耶稣基督里面，我们什么该做，什么不做。
And for us, some of the lessons and the reason why it's important, at least to us personally, is because of what happens in the Philippines.
我今天跟大家讲这些是可能还是。和我们在菲律宾的施工有关。
But the trends there and the hardships are really no different than here. They just take on different clothing.
那里的情况很多的困难和这里没有什么两样。
So I want to start with a story. I want Faelene to tell the story.
在这里，我现在从一个故事开始，请 Faelene 给我们讲这个故事。
Do you need this?
Oh,
they're wired. You got it.
Well, we have some little girls over there that really love us. And they love us because there's this big hole in their heart because some of their parents have decided not to be parents.
Hold on. Let him pass it.
在菲律宾那边有很多的小女孩，她们很爱我。他们爱我们一方面的原因是因为他们心里面有很大的空洞，因为他们的父母亲父亲母亲的决定离开他们，他们失去了父母。
So for some of them, they have never seen a mother and a father together.
有的人甚至从来没见过自己的父母。
So we invited them over to our house. They were just fun girls to be around.
我邀请他们来到我们住的地方，他们真的是很可爱。
So they were sitting at the table. We had everything all arranged.
我们在那里一起和他们用餐。
And they didn't want to sit down.
他们不愿意坐下来。
Because in their culture, the mother sits at one end of the table, and the father sits at the other end.
在他们的文化当中，父亲是坐在桌子的一头，母亲是坐在桌子的另一头。
So their word for mother is Nai Nai, and their word for father is Tai Tai, and they wanted Nai Nai at one end and Tai Tai at the other end.
他们叫妈妈叫奶奶，叫爸爸叫太太。他们希望他的爸爸妈妈是坐在桌子的两头。
Because for once they wanted to sit around a table that had a mother.And a father.
他们真的是盼望在他们这一生当中有这样的机会，能够有爸爸坐在桌子一头，妈妈坐在桌子的另一头。
That's a small thing, but it says that there are small things that are very important when we practice hospitality.
当我们有这种热情接待人的时候，我们要知道这些事情虽然是很小的事，但是很小的事可以是非常重要的。
There were 4 children that time, 3 15 or 16 year olds and 1 19.
那个时候有4个女孩子，其中有3个是 15、16岁的一个是19岁。
The 19-year-old was just as damaged in her heart as the little ones that we see that are 4 or 5 years old.
那个年长的那个女孩子，她的心里面受的伤害和那个其他的小孩子受的是一样的伤害。
So you might say, well, that's the Philippines.
你可能说，哦，这只是菲律宾的状况。
Divorce rate in the United States is 50%.
在美国，离婚率是50%。
Human slavery around the world is at the highest percentage it has ever been.
就是奴隶，这个就是人被奴这样的情况，在世界上是在历史上最高的，现在目前还是世界上历史上。
And the targets are usually children less than 15 years old.
通常都是牵涉到孩子15岁以下的孩子。
And it's the richest nations of the world are the ones growing the fastest that are ones causing that business to flourish.
通常是那些非常有钱的国家才使得这个人贩子这种事情还存在，因为他们有这样的需求。
So not only are relationships damaged, but also sexual immorality now in the United States is going to ends that has never been before.
我们不仅仅是人和人的关系遭到了破坏，在这个性上也是受到了很大的冲击。
And see, God has an opinion about those things, and when He has an opinion, it's a firm assessment.
上帝是有他自己的看见。上帝的看见不像我们人的看见，上帝的看见是确凿的。
And these things are not new. They occurred very early in human history, and they occurred right after the flood. And it's referenced in 2 Peter.
这些事情其实不是什么新鲜的事情，在人犯当初犯罪的时候就有，在大洪水的时候也有，在这里彼得后书提到。
I was talking to my friend this morning, and he mentioned something very true. How short our time is.
今天早上我们聊天的时候，我们讲到我们的生命是多么的短暂。
And so faith doesn't really mean much if it doesn't get in action.
如果我们的信仰如果没有行为的话，没有什么意义。
Then the fruitfulness and the rescue of children and adults that are damaged never happens.
如果这样的话，这些孩子们就不会得救，我们就没有果子可以结。
And if you're a believer, then what I'm telling you is, there is room for us to deepen our relationships so we can be used.
如果你是真正的信徒的话，我们可以改进的地方还有很多，我们和神的关系可以远远的加深。
So let's go to 2 Peter.
让我们一起来看彼得后书。
I'm going to point at specific chapter and verse.
在这里我有一个特别的章节，跟大家提前告诉。
So we will rapidly cover major points.
我们可以过这个主要的、重要的、重要的这个
First verse I want to look at.
我们先看第一节。
Chapter 1,
第一章
verse 3.
第三节。
And notice where it says,His divine power has been granted.
神的神能已将一切，他已经有神能，神的神能已经在那。
But notice, it's through the knowledge of Him, through Jesus Christ.
所以这一切都是因为耶稣基督，因为认识他。
Then He talks about promises.
然后他讲了很多的这个希望。
So notice down in the last part of verse 4.
在第四节的最后
It says promises so that through them you might partake.
所以只有通过它你才能得到。
You see, you are in an academic community.
你们在这里都是大多数人是做着这个研究。
Culture in China and the culture in the United States is somewhat the same.
中国的文化和美国的文化在很多地方是有相像的地方。
If you get educated properly and you apply yourself to excellence, you obtain.
如果你是受过教育，而且你做得非常好的话，你就会得到很多的东西。
But you cannot enter Christianity that way.
但是你进入神的国度，你信神这个事情不是通过你的 excellence， 不是因为你做得非常好你可以进去。
It is true we labor for the faith.
我们真的是和我们的信仰啊，信心上也是这样。
But to enter in,
你进入信心是进入他。
To grow in him,
在这里面你可以成长。
Requires faith.
需要你的信心。
In the Lamb of God you sang about.
是在这个神的羔羊里面。
You cannot study just plain words and get better.
你不能通过光是学习你就会变得更好。
Which means any fruit that we have with other people is not because we do it, but because He does it through us.
所有的这些结的果子，我们在主里面结的果子，不只是因为我们做，而是通过我们神通过我们所做的。
And so it's a different kind of excellence.
是一种不同的这个优秀。
And I want you to press in for that kind of excellence of faith.
我希望你们努力地在信仰上做这样的工作。
Because Phelan and I should not be two people where we are. There should be 30 people, not two.
我和 Phelan 虽然是两个人，但是我们不应该是两个人，应该是更多的人，更多人30个人、40个人。
Even the mission field you have, which is the university student body at large and their effects in the town.
你们传福音的这工厂是在这样的一个学术的环境里面，是整个Charlottesville这个城。
Where you have fruit, where you begin to touch people, it will be because of faith, not because of your brain excellence.
不是因为你的优秀，不是因为你脑子里特别的聪明，而是因为你的信心，你的信仰能够感动人。
And if you don't understand that, then our works end up hollow.Without the love of God.
如果不是这样的话，你的工作都是空虚的，没有神的工作是空虚的。
In the next section of 2 Peter,
在这下一节的经文当中，
it says, it lists a series of qualities starting at verse 5.
在第五节这里面，他就描述了很多不同的特质。
It says, add to your faith virtue.
这里说有了信心要加上德行。
Virtue gets something else added to that.
有了德行还要加上其他的加上去。
The last two are brotherly affection and love.
最后就是讲到爱兄弟的心。
And so something has to happen so that we practice those things by faith.
我们要用信心来实践。
And this is how important it is.
在这里讲的它的重要性。
Look at verse 7.
在第七节这里说。
Be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election, for if you practice these qualities, which means practicing them by faith,
你要用信心来成就。
You will never fall.
你就不会失败。
And then the life of Christ within you can touch someone else.
耶稣基督在你里面的生命可以能够触动到别人的生命。
Because faith in the Son of God is not something academic, it's something living.
神子的这个神的儿子的这个生命不是这个学术上，是你生命当中的。
We had an interesting situation, Phelan and I.
Phelan 和我有这么一个状况很有意思。
We were commenting.Because we are older, we were commenting. Because we were older.
我在讲我们年纪大了。
It's very unusual for two people having been married to God-fearing spouses to be married together and have a chance to further do the works that God would call us to.
很少的有这样机会，两个信主的人因为敬畏神，一起来做工。
Neither one of us planned on that.
我们并没有做很好，之前做到很好的准备。
But it was in God's will for that covenant to be established, and we were surprised at how much deeper and further it took us.
我们之间的婚约使我们两个在一起这样子的这个服事，很奇妙的是让我知道，真的是在主里面有还有很多的。很远的路可以走。
See, we each brought to the table some measure of faith and fruit in what we had lived and done.
在我们的以前的生活当中，我们有很多的这个 fruit, 就是这个果子，也有很多的东西可以放在这个桌上。
And we knew we had obeyed the Lord in getting married, and so that fruit we expected to continue.
我们希望这个果子继续的生长，因为我们是在主里面，我们决定结合在一起。
But we did not expect it to get that much deeper.
没有想到能够走得这么深，这么远，这么大。
So we were talking about it, and the Lord spoke by a spirit to Phelim.
圣灵对腓利就讲话。
And he says, shouldn't it get better?
是不是应该这样子呢？应该变得越来越好呢？
That's really interesting. Shouldn't it get better?
是不是不应该变得更好？
And when the Lord speaks by a spirit, I go, well, what's the biblical base?
I'm sorry.
When the Lord speaks to us by a spirit, I always look for what's the Bible base for that.
当圣灵跟我们说的时候，圣灵感动我们的时候，通常我都会去做，在圣经里面是怎么说的？
It's 2 Peter.
就是在这里，彼得后书。
This is add to this, this. Add to this, this. Add to this, this.
这个要加上这个，要这个，要还要加上这个，还要加上这个。
The reasonable expectation of God is that faith in Christ should affect more and more and more.
非常合理的神的一个期盼就是加上以后还要加上。越来越多，越来越多。
This is somewhat similar to what I told this church the last time I was here.
这和我上次来这个教会和你们在这个分享的时候所讲的没有什么两样。
The issue with God is not that you believe in Him. That's foundation.
关于神的事情，不只是说你相信他，相信他只是一个基本，非常基本。
The issue with God is that He is first and foremost, so that the fruit never stops increasing.
最重要的就是神是第一位，因为有了神，你的这个在里面的果子就会越来越大，越来越多。
In the Philippines, we have lots of rain.
菲律宾下很多的雨。
It's okay as long as the rain doesn't pool.In one place and sit.
下雨没有关系，最可怕的就是雨在一处地方下，然后呢，下了以后不走。
If it pools in one place and sits, it becomes stagnant.
如果说在一个地方不停地下，而且这个水排不掉的话，就成了一个大问题。
It becomes poisonous.
Become what?
Poisonous.
水存在那里就会有毒，因为可能很多的。这个系统被破坏了。
It begins to be a hotbed for bacteria.
很多的这个细菌就会生长，是很容易在那生长有水。
And if the stagnant pool then goes into the water table, it poisons the water table.
这样就污染了整个的环境。
They have plenty of dirty water in the Philippines.
在菲律宾有很多很多的脏水。
And Cambodia.
在这个。
And Vietnam. And Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Almost any developing nation doesn't know what to do with water.
发展中国家都有这样的问题，没有办法很好的面对水的排泄的问题。
So in most places, Africa too, they keep water flowing, even if it's dirty, they keep it flowing.
很多的国家像非洲也是一样，水就这样的流。
Because if it stagnates, it becomes poisonous.
当一个水静止的时候，它就是变成了有毒的。
If your faith stagnates, it is not a good thing.
如果你的信仰也是停在这一点上的话，没有进步的话。
If you're not going to deepen your relationship in Him, you will not just stand still, you will stagnate.
如果你在主里面之间的和他的之间的关系不一步一步加深的话。
And,
你的信心也是死的。
And we are here to tell you that if you will continue to let the water of the Spirit flow, if you will yield to Him, these things will continue to grow.
我们现在来提醒大家，如果你的信心在里面不是停止的信心，而是一个像水一样的流动的信心的话，你的这个信心会增长，你的结果子也会增长。
When a body of believers does not have that as their aim, they stagnate.
如果我们一群人在是主的身体也是这样子不停的话，
And the first thing that happens is they begin to veer away from the truth, the plain truth of the word.
我说错了，刚才是说如果是静止在这的话，我们就越来越偏离真道。
And when that happens, the fruit bearing stops. And what could have been is now no longer achievable. And God has to raise up somebody else. You see, damaged people, like the children we see in the Philippines, are here.
受伤的人无处不在，就像菲律宾我们讲的那些女孩子，在这里也有。
Damaged young people with no hope.
年轻人受伤了，没有希望了。
People that have come out of broken relationships that have even less hope.
有的人是关系破裂的，更少的希望。
And many of them are from cultures that you know.
很多人是出于像你们同样的背景。
And they need someone to speak life.
希望能够得到你们和他们谈论真正的生命。
And you can speak life if these qualities are in you and increasing.
你们可以去讲谈论生命，如果你的生命真的有神的生命。
I believe that's what you're called to do.
这就是你们被呼召去做的。
For any serious believer in Jesus Christ,
任何一个真正的基督徒,
we are intended to have fruit continue to bear more fruit and for our relationship to get deeper.
我们都是希望我们的果子越结越多，越结越大，而且我们的关系是越来越深。
I want to show you, there's a statement right here that's very plain, that says what happens when it doesn't happen.
这里有一段很普通的简单直接了当的经文讲说，如果你不这么做，你会怎么样？
It says in verse 9,
在第九节这里，
For whoever lacks these qualities is nearsighted.
人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎。
He doesn't realize that he's blind.
他只看清楚了，忘了他旧日的罪已经洗净，他是眼瞎的。
Having forgotten that he was cleansed from former sins.
这是我刚才读的这个。
The one thing that happens for the believer that has a living relationship with him is that man or woman stays in their heart clean.
一个与神有神住在他里面，不管是男弟兄还是姊妹，他的心是清洁的。
And they remember that God's grace forgave them of their sins.
是神的恩典饶恕了他们的罪。
If that person stagnates in their faith,
如果在信仰上停止的话,
they forget that they have been forgiven.
信仰上死了的话, 他们忘掉了自己是已经是得救的。
They simply forget that the Lamb of God forgave them of their sins and gave them freedom.
忘记了神的羔羊已经赦免了他的罪，他们得了自由。
And because of that, they have no freedom to give anyone else.
他们就没有自由可以给别人。
Do you have freedom in your heart so that you are free to speak life?
你有没有自由？你有没有得到真正的自由？你可以自由地去讲生命。
Now, we all have our imperfections. I'm not saying we're perfect.
我们都不完全，我也没有说我们都是完全。
We're pretty much a mess without Christ.
如果没有基督的话，我们真的是一团糟。
But the issue I'm talking about is not whether you know him, but whether you persevere in your faith and let it have an effect.
我在这里讲的不是说你认识不认识耶稣，而是说你没有在你里面坚持。能够让神在你里面做工，成就他的大事。
And that's what 2 Peter is about.
在这里就是彼得后书所讲。
It's not preached about very much.
没有讲很多。
Except for the first chapter.
只是在第一章里面讲的很重要。
But nearly all of chapter 2.
几乎全部的第二章。
Is about what happens when a body of believers or a group of people within the Christian church begins to stagnate.
这里讲的说，一个教会如果他们的信心死的话，会怎么样？
And you end up with false teachers and false prophets. And it says what happens to them. If you look at chapter 2, verse 2,
第二节,
and this is what happens when you stagnate and let it go and it doesn't get corrected.
在这里就说,如果信心死了,没有得到纠正的话,
because this speaks to people who were believers.
他在讲的,这里是对的,信徒讲,
and many will follow their sensuality and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed, and in their greed, they will exploit you with false words.
在这里说,他们因有贪心要用捏造的眼在你们身上取利,他们的刑罚自古以来不言止,他们的灭亡也必速速来到。
Now remember, he just got done saying, if you add to your faith, virtue, virtue something else, and brotherly affection and love, out of a pure heart is the result.
这里讲了很多,有了信心要加上德行,加了德行还要加上知识等等等等,一直到最后,就是你的,要有一个,真的是,清洁的心。
But it also says, if I forget, I become nearsighted and forget that he forgave me of my sins.
如果我忘记了的话,我就变成了近视的,或者是瞎了眼,我们就忘掉了神。
Not only do I forget, but if I'm a leader in that body of believers, I begin to twist things.
如果不仅仅是,如果我忘记的话,如果我是这一个教会的领袖的话,我会去改变那个信仰。
And I begin leading my life by those sensual things instead of those of purity.
朝着实际上面去走,因为这个需要,那个需要,而忘掉了在神里面的纯洁。
I get more interested in obtaining something rather than giving something, which is greed.
我们会更加的关注得到什么,不关注我们能够给予什么,这就叫贪婪。
So Peter, at the end of his walk, is telling this church, be careful.
在这里,彼得在最后的时候告诉这个教会说,你们要小心。
If you let your faith grow and you're led of him, these qualities will increase.
如果你有信心,你们注意在这个里面,你们的这些特质,就是刚才讲的是信心,德行等等等,这些特质就会增长。
But if your faith begins to stagnate, it's not doing anything.
你信心成了死水一潭的话,
You begin to forget you've been forgiven. And the church begins to get hollowed out from the inside. And then what they could have done, what they could have produced, never happens. Read church history.
你们如果读过
Read an individual church's history. Harvard was founded as a Christian school. It's a wonderful hotbed of atheism right now. It has nothing to do with Christianity.
温床,已经和耶稣基督和我们的这个基督信仰已经没有什么关系了。Wheaton
College is a well-known Christian founded school.
Wheaton College 也是一个很有名的基督教学校。
And they just had a conference about how Genesis is not true.
刚刚他们有一个会议就讲说这个创世纪是不是真的。
And people stagnate just like universities.
我们的人,这个信心里面的死亡,就像这个大学一样,这些大学一样。So
those who led the world when it came to education based on Christian principles end up doing the opposite.
他们本应该以圣经的原则去教育,去带领人的,但是他们做了相反的事情。
You could look at the Presbyterian Church, PCA.
你们可以看一看这个长老会的教会。
What has happened to it?
他们怎么样?
Something not very good.
不是很好的事情。
You could look at a half dozen denominations today, and what has happened to them?
你也可以看一看不同的宗派的教会，他们发生了什么样的事情。
But it doesn't come down to the denomination; it comes down to the individual church and people.
不是什么哪一个宗派，而是一个每一个个别的特定的教会和他们的里面的人。
That's why the warning from Peter is so eloquent in chapter 2.
所以在这第二章里面讲的非常的全面。
And you would think he's got carried away.
你可能认为这是
He calls them waterless springs. He calls them clouds without rain.
你们在这里他讲的是他像洪水一般。他们这个教会好像什么都不是。
In order to do the works of God, we must deepen our faith in Him.
如果要做神的工，我们要在神的在信心、信仰上要加深与神的关系。
The qualities listed in chapter 1 are meant to continue to deepen and increase.
在第一章里面所讲的这些特质，应该是加强、加深。
It does involve your strength and your mind.
是关乎到你们的力量和你们的这个知识的。
But more importantly, it involves the heart and where you believe that's pointing.
最重要的还是关乎到你的心，你的心指向哪里。
Because if we stagnate,
如果我们在信心里面是死的话，
if we just kind of lay back,
如果我们只是往后退一步，我们不愿意努力的话，
If we get satisfied,
如果我们对我们现在的就很满意的话，
If we start paying more attention to sensual things, sexual immorality and such,
如果我们对我们的肉体更加关注的话，我们在这个像这个肉体上的行淫这个肉体上的这个不 moral 叫什么？
If we start paying more attention to what we have and what wealth we can obtain,
如果我们对我们所拥有的花更多的这个思念在上面，我们能够得到更多的，
then Peter's admonitions in chapter 2 begin to apply.
然后这个彼得后书这个第二章圣经所讲的这一切都与我们有关了。
The good news is this.
这好消息是
Phelan and I know.We know that the fruit can continue to increase.
我和菲林，好消息是我和菲林都知道，我们在主里面的果子可以是不断的增长。
Let me tell you what happens.
我来告诉你。
When a young person comes in our presence,
一个年轻人来到我们当中的时候，
because of the presence of the Lord, which is by His grace, I don't earn it.
不是因为我们做了什么。好的，是因为神的恩典因为神在那里，所以这些年轻人来到我们当中。
Something happens to them.
什么他们的内心发生了改变。
The 19-year-old that came to us, two and a half weeks before we came back the last time.
在那个19岁的女孩子，在我们回到美国之前的两个星期左右来到我们当中。
She'd been abandoned.
她被遗弃了。
When she was young,
她很小的时候就被遗弃了。
Like what we would call damaged goods, she was damaged.
她就是一个受伤的灵魂。
But she hid it.
I'm sorry.
She hid it.
她藏在里面。
Couldn't see it.
她不能够看到。
And then she was in a Christian school.
她看不到自己的受伤，她在一个基督教的教会里面。
And then one year her grades went from A's to...Something terrible.
有一年，他的这个成绩急速的下降。
She began to misbehave.
他的行为也是很有问题。
And she was asked to leave.
他这个学校就要求他，等于说是被开除了。
And this place is pretty merciful. You have to repeatedly mess up, or you're not asked to leave.
这个学校如果开除一个人的话，可见他的这个行为是非常严重的，因为这个学校还是。非常的这个宽容。
But the Lord had put it on our heart, so we invited her to come.
因为神的感动，然后我在我们的心里面的感动，我们就请她过来。
After the first meeting, she wrote on the wall, "Would you be my mom and dad?"
在第一次见面之后，她在墙上写说，你们愿意成为我的爸爸妈妈吗？
By the end of the second meeting, she had confessed her sin and told us what was at the basis of her actions.
在第二次我们会面之后，她就跟我们真的是承认自己的罪，她到底什么原因会？
Within a week, she had asked forgiveness for two of the staff members that she had offended over and over again.
在这个两个星期之内，她就和她那个这个学校里面的工作人员就去道歉，因为她一直在让他们很不高兴。
And all she did was come into our presence and know that we were forgiven, we were loved, and we loved her.
她就是愿意来到我们当中，在我们这个当中的时候，她知道她的罪已经被赦免，她愿意承认自己的罪。
When any one of these qualities develops in a believer,
如果在一个基督徒的心里面，这个特质能够也不断的加强加深，能够有这样的特质的时候。
It's not because we earn it. It's because by faith he begins to establish it in our walk and in our life.
不是因为我们挣来的，而是因为神在我们里面做工所建造的。
It's not just for us four, no more.
不是因为我们能够得到更多的东西。
It's meant to savor where we walk.
让我们能够到哪里去的时候，他与我们同在，能够使我们得救。
Because then we have a portion of life from him that can affect other people.
我们从他那里得来的生命可以帮助别的人。
But God is not foolish.
神是非常的这个有智慧的。
If we're stagnated, if we become interested in only sensual things and greed, we will never have that kind of work.
如果我们的信心是死的，我们只是关注到这个世上的肉体的东西，我们的需求的话，是不最后就这样忘掉了。
So when Peter gets through all of this, look what he says.
当彼得讲了这些之后，我们看他怎么说。
In chapter 3,
在第三章
，down in verse 11,
在第十一节这里。
Now he's just gotten done referring to the flood.
他刚刚讲了大洪水的时候，
which is not a myth, by the way.
这不是一个神话故事。
He just refers to creation, the first chapters of Genesis.
他也刚刚讲到了创世，这是创世纪第一章所讲的。
Because Peter, moved by the Holy Spirit, refers to them as what it's going to be like when Christ returns.
他圣灵感动他说，告诉我们，当基督再来的时候，我们的生命是怎么样。
And these days, that's exactly what we have. That's the culture we live in.
现在这个状，我们现在活的这个文化当中，就是这么一个状况。
Because it says up in verse 3, I'll jump up. It says, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing.
这里第三节这里说，第一要紧的是，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人。
And their characteristic is they follow their own sinful desires.
这个一个特点就是他们这个罪性的缘故，他们跟从他们罪性。
They'll say, "Where is his coming? He's not here."
这是从哪里来的呢？
He says, they say all things are the same as they were from the beginning.
一切都是和原来一样的。
There's no hurry.
好像这里说万事。与起初创造的时候呢是一样，不要着急。
But Peter says they forgot.
但是彼得在这里说他们忘记了。
They're nearsighted.
他们是瞎眼。
Because God is patient.
我们的神是有耐心的。
So they don't even remember that the flood occurred.
他们甚至忘记了这个大洪水。
And he uses that to say that's the way it's going to be when Christ returns.
他用这样的事情来告诉我们，耶稣基督再来的时候是怎样。
When I went to talk to a relative 1 month ago, I said, "You know, the earth is only a few thousand years old, and the flood of Noah was really true."
我前一阵子和我一个亲戚说， 这个世界只有几万年的时间，这个洪水是真实的。
He laughed at me.
他笑话我。
He says that's ridiculous.
他说这是无稽之谈。
The thing is, most of the church doesn't believe it either.
重要的是，我们很多教会也不这么认为。
Something's happened.
总是有一些事情发生。
These qualities have not increased.
这些前面讲的那些好的特质没有增长。
The church very easily becomes nearsighted.
教会眼瞎了。
Forgets that this is true from page 1 to page whatever.
他们忘记了这是真实的，从第一页一直讲到。
So the very markers that mark his return, they don't believe.
他们在讲耶稣基督要再来，他们不相信。
Which means Peter is lying.
如果是这样子的话，那彼得就是说谎。
Which means what Christ said about the last days were lies.
那耶稣基督讲的末日也是谎言了。
Because Jesus Christ says it will be just like the days of Noah.
耶稣基督说，当我再来的时候，就像挪亚方舟的那个时候，大洪水的时候一样。
And no wonder no one has hardly a message for young people.
这就是为什么我们现在和年轻人传福音已经没有什么可传的了。
Because if it's not true at the beginning, it's not going to be true at the end.
如果开始就是错的话，结束的时候也一定是错的。
But they need you and me.
但是他们需要我们。
With clean lives.
因为他们需要我们有一个纯洁的生命。
With fruitfulness that's increasing.
需要我们的果子，在我们生命的这个果子要是不断的成长。
With purity.
要有纯洁。
So that when you're my age and a 19-year-old comes to your table, you've got something to say.
当你到我这个年纪的时候，如果有一个十九岁的孩子到你面前来的时候，你有话好对他说。
That's why it's so important that your faith deepen.
这就是为什么你在主里面信心要不断的加深。
That you hold to the word.
你要抓住神的话。
That you not be led by sensual things,
而不是被这个世界上或者说我们肉身的所需要牵引
or greed,
或者是贪婪
but submit your life to Him and let it increase.
你要顺服，把你的全身心交给神，让能够增长。
Every church has the same challenge.
每一个教会都有同样的挑战。
Because 2 Peter is written to the church.
因为这里彼得后书是为教会写的。
So you are in a university community.
你们是在大学城里面。
Which means by its very nature, it's extremely liberal.
在这里就是特别的这个自由的。
And most churches, if they want any students at all, do not hold to the word of God because they won't come.
教会为了吸引这个学生，他们就不再讲圣经的真理，因为他们要想得到他们。
That's what they think.
这就是他们想的。
But if you will hold to the word of God, they will come.
但是如果你真的是坚持神的话，
Because you have life,
他的应许的话，他们会来的，因为这是他是生命。
So down in where I was starting in verse 11, this is the challenge to me and to you.
在这里第十一节这里讲的这个是一个挑战，是对我的挑战，也是对你们的挑战。
So since all these things are just thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness?
这一切既然要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔？
If you go down to verse 14,
到第十四节这里。
Therefore, my beloved, because he's not trying to make enemies of this church, he's trying to encourage them.
他在这里，彼得并不是说与这个教会为敌，他在这里说，亲爱的弟兄啊。
So therefore, my beloved, since you were waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace.
你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污。无可指责，安然见主。
You can't be without spot and blemish.
你们
unless Jesus Christ keeps you that way.
你们不可能没有污点，无可指责。
But if
you, 神在里面。
Phailene and I have sided with each other many times.
我们有很多的，我和 Phailene, sided.
Recalled with each other.
啊，我们彼此，我们两人回忆很多。
Issues of forgiveness.
讲到很多的关于这个，被啊。
We each have marks in our lives that we brought to the table together where He forgave us.
我们在我们过去的生命当中都有这样的经历，神饶恕了我，我们能够一起来谈论。
When we're messed up inside and you ask forgiveness,
当你内心完全的是一团糟的时候，你要求神的饶恕。
He cleans the heart.
它可以使我们心清洁。
It's only because we keep asking Him to clean us.
只是因为我们不断地问请求神来洁净我们。
And we practice these things in 1 Peter 1, 2 Peter 1.
我们在这个彼得后书这个里面所讲的这个，我们来实践它。
So the 19-year-old came undone and broke down.
所以这个十九岁的孩子就来到我们当中，真的是完全的降服到神的面前，他愿意告诉我们说
，That's your heritage，
这是你们所受到的产业。
You can repeat the same thing，
你们可以做同样的事情。
If you hold on to life in Him，
如果你真的是能够抓住神在我们里面的生命
，And do not compromise your belief，
不要去。这个愿意叫什么 compromise
妥协
放弃我们生命里面真正的东西妥协。
So then in 30 years you can go somewhere.
所以30年之后你可以去一个地方。
You could start a church.
你也可以建立一个教会。
You can go to the Philippines.
你也可以到菲律宾去。
You can help a ministry that's freeing those that are enslaved by people.
你可以去服侍，能够让很多人真的是在这个人贩子。
You can continue in a university community and bear fruit.
你也可以去在一个大学城去来服侍，能够结出果子。
Because there are just as many broken people where God calls you, where you walk, as there is when we're in the Philippines.
我相信很多人真的是受伤的人在各处都有，就像我们在菲律宾所遇到的人一样。
So when you have opportunity, read 2 Peter.
如果你有机会的话，再好好的读彼得后书。
God's in, it reflects the common threads from the scriptures and Jesus' own teachings.
这个和整本圣经是完全一致的耶稣基督的给我们的教训。
And don't stagnate.
不要信心不要死。
Bad things happen when a church stagnates.
但是当一个教会如果他们信心是死的时候，所谓的不好的事情就会发生。
Amen.
Amen.